Tape script 1.6. 1.
Eric.
Many people think of my country as a great big frozen land of ice up north, with Eskimos and red-coated policemen. But it's obviously a very different country from that, eh? It's a bilingual country. 40% of the population has French as a mother tongue, and it has a very dispersed population. But 90% of it lives in a small ribbon of land just 90 kilometers from the U.S. border, eh? In fact, probably one of the biggest concerns we have is the effect of U.S. domination on our unique culture, because of TV, sports, and such like. I think many of us have an inferiority complex relative to the U.S. Here in Europe, a lot of the time people think we're American. It's annoying.
2.
Mary.
So our stereotype is that we're miserable, mean, and a dour, and unhappy with our lot, and that we're a proud people, maybe quite nationalistic, especially in sport. We'll support any team that's playing against England. Maybe there's an element of truth in all of this. I mean, you do meet people who are mean, but far more you meet people who are generous. I saw a guy collapse in the street, and folk were running out the shops and bringing him a chair and a glass of water and things. And, you know, if somebody collapses in London, folk will step over them, assume they're drunk or whatever. Oh, and as for whether people are miserable. Well, I remember standing at a bus stop, and it was a gorgeous sunny day, real blue sky. You know, you don't see many days like that here, not very often. And I said to the woman next to me, "Isn't it a gorgeous day?" And she said, "Aye, but we'll pay for it." And I thought, how can you be so pessimistic when it's such a gorgeous day?
3.
Julia.
Well, I think we have a very well-deserved reputation for being loud. We are certainly very loud everywhere. It doesn't matter where we are. We just talk all at the same time and quite loud. And we're also very disorganized, and people believe that we are, and nothing that is well deserved. What else? We're very lazy. I don't think that is true. We used to sleep our siestas, but I think we're a bit more European now, and we all have the same sort of timetables. And then, well, we're sociable and outgoing. We're always with other people. We're rarely on our own. We tend to do lots of things at the same time, and that's also because there are so many places and they open until late, and it's a bit more a relaxed atmosphere than in England.
4.
Zoltan.
Most foreigners seem to think that all our dishes are spicy and really hot, which is not exactly true. We use quite a lot of paprika, but it's not hot at all, especially not when it's compared to Asian dishes, for example. And also the other thing that people think of is horses and the Great Plains. 1 in 5 live in Budapest, which is a big city, and quite a lot of people live in smaller towns and smaller cities and not on the Great Plains at all, and many would not have seen a horse in our lives.
5.
Rosemary.
I think that there is a stereotype in the eyes of a lot of British. I think they consider them loud. They consider them, in many cases, arrogant. Remember, they lost the Revolutionary War, and they still have this attitude of being, "We once ruled you." And although, I mean, that was 200 years ago, I think there is still this attitude that they are the rebellious children or the rebellious offspring of Great Britain. And I think it's very silly as an attitude, because I think there are a lot who are extremely narrow. They don't see beyond their border. They are very arrogant, but they're also an incredible amount who are very aware of what goes on in the rest of the world.
6.
Tristan. we're generally perceived as being quite cold and really quite uptight as well. And I know this from my own experience, that they're perceived also as being somewhat hypocritical, two-faced. Now, I don't think that was in relation to me. I hope not anyway. And I think now they also come across as incredibly yobbish, sort of heavy drinking, potentially violent, which is not entirely my experience.